Hi everyone, it is Sophia. Welcome to Life on Audio. Today we're talking about manifestation. So this is how this is gonna go. First, I'm gonna share my thoughts on manifestation. Then I'm going to actually manifest. I thought that could be interesting. The thing is, whenever I say things out loud, sometimes I get into my head and I'm like, this sounds so stupid. Like everyone's judging you for saying that out loud, but also like you gotta say it out loud. And like I've said it shamelessly before, this is not anything new, so I can say it out loud again. But also I thought it'd be kind of fun if in the process you manifest as well. Even if you're not like huge into manifestation, I honestly never really have been, or at least every time I try to like get into manifestation, like really serious about it, or at least what I thought manifestation was, I felt like I got disappointed because I had super high expectations as to what was going to come out of it. And it never really happened that way, which I can share in my thoughts. But I don't know, I thought it'd be fun to like, I share my dreams and hopes and goals and like manifesting it, I guess, just by saying it out loud. And then I give you your turn to do the same or write it down or something like that. I'll give you a little exercise at the end of the episode that you can do to kind of like follow this episode. Cause why not? You know, like might as well speak things into existence. Like might as well say it out loud. It doesn't hurt to say something out loud or to write it down or something like that. Like if you have a dream, I feel like so many times, at least for me, I like will think about it so often, like on a daily basis, I'm thinking about my goals, my dreams, my hopes, but I don't usually write it down or unless I have a conversation with someone about my like dreams, which doesn't happen too often. I don't say it out loud. And then I feel like it just sits in my mind and it feels like it gets like closeted in there. Like it's not that the dream doesn't live anywhere. I mean, it lives in my mind, but I feel like it needs to live somewhere else. Like I need to put it out as if it's like, I don't know, air or something like that, or like bubbles. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know if that made any sense. I feel like I'm sounding like an insane person, but maybe some people get what I'm saying here. All right, let's start with the thoughts on manifestation. So, okay. There's a couple of things. First off, I am not religious, but I would say I am somewhat spiritual. But the thing is, I only became spiritual quite recently. Even maybe just in the past year, I feel like in the past year, I've started to like note things to the universe. Like I say like, oh, like, you know, I'm trusting the universe, or like, I trust that the universe has like a plan for me and stuff like that. And before that, I mean, you know, I think we like have a lot of this on TikTok, like the spirituality and also manifestation. There was a whole era of manifestation on TikTok. If anyone remembers it, it was what, like 2020, where that was like really big. And this is part of my story, but you see a lot on like the internet and it's very easy to like see it on the internet and just like kind of adopt the term or the saying or whatever it is because everyone else is saying it. But it's like, what does that mean to you? Does it mean anything? For the longest time, I feel like I might have adopted terms like more spiritual or like manifestation type terms, but I wasn't really like thinking about it consciously. But I feel like over the past year, I feel like I've started to become a little bit more spiritual. And I have a really funny story about the word spirituality. So when I was born, my parents, and I guess I, because I was born, had a neighbor. And this neighbor gave my parents this century book. And essentially, a century book has the birthdays from 1 to 100. And there's like a set of, oh my gosh, there are these two cats in the backyard. And I've never seen them before, but they were all over today. Okay, interesting. Anyways, so yeah, it has like different columns. Like you get, for each birthday, you get two pages. And there's, I think, six columns. And like one of them is like friends and family. One of them is health. One of them is education or like learning. And the very last one is spirituality. And I was given this book when I was like maybe 13 years old. Because at that point, I was like, okay, you can actively write in it and understand like what you're supposed to do in this. And so I filled in, I think, from like my birthday, like 10 to 13. And then since then, every birthday since, I write a little entry into it on usually my birthday or the day after, something like that. And so for the longest time, I would always breeze through the different columns until I would get to the spirituality one. And for years, it was always like, I still don't know what this means. Then it would be like, oh, I looked this up, but I really don't get what that means. Or yeah, I think I understand what it means. So like, I'm going to say this, but I'm not really sure. Up until I think, honestly, like the past couple of years where I finally started like properly writing something in that column and filling it out instead of being like, what does this mean? And so I think with age, I've come more and more into spirituality. I feel like I'm not like the biggest spiritual person, but I definitely hold it to some degree. And I think I understand faith a lot better now too, because for so long I grew up atheist. My mom is Catholic. My dad doesn't have a religion. I was like hardcore atheist in the sense that I was like, I don't believe that there's any higher power. Like, I don't believe in anything, like nothing. Whereas everyone else in my family, like even my dad was like, yeah, you know, I think there might be something like a higher power, but I'm not really sure what it is. Like, I'm not labeling it a certain thing. And so I never understood that. I never understood faith. I kind of just like didn't really understand it. But now that I've gotten more into spirituality, I feel like I finally understand why people turn to religion and faith, because it kind of grounds you in a way. Like, it gives you something to like look towards when you're going through something or you have dreams. I do recognize like there's something calming about being able to say like, oh, this is gonna take care of me. This higher power is gonna take care of me. And I just didn't get that before, but I do get that now. That's why I say like, oh, I feel like I trust the universe. Like, I trust that the universe has like a plan for me. Like, I trust like everything's gonna work out. I trust that anything that's meant for me isn't going to like pass by me. Like, I cannot do any wrong in my path. Eventually I will get to where I need to be. So that's my talk on spirituality. Anyways, manifestation, I feel like kind of, I could be wrong about this, but I feel like it does to some degree. I don't know, does it fall under spirituality? I feel like it does. So I remember back when I was in high school, maybe like 17 years old, 16, 17 years old, there was this YouTuber. I'm gonna see if anyone based off of my description knows who I'm talking about, because I feel like she wasn't like a niche TikTok, or she wasn't a niche YouTuber in any way. I mean, I think she had a pretty like decent following throughout, but I never really saw anyone, like, I feel like I've never seen anyone talk about her and be like, oh my god, remember this YouTuber? Like, I feel like there's so many YouTubers that I grew up with, and every so often I'll see someone like mention them in a TikTok and be like, oh my god, remember this YouTuber? Or like, I will also see them pop up. I have seen her actually pop up on my For You page before more recently, and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember this girl. And she did like a whole vibe switch too, because I remember seeing her life and I was like, your life is perfect, like I want your life. I think she was honestly around the same age as me, or is around the same age as me, maybe a year or two older, but not more than that. She also lived in Florida. I think maybe Naples. I couldn't remember if I could pinpoint where in Florida she lived, but I just knew she lived in Florida. And her first car was like an Audi convertible, and like, or maybe not first car, but like she had like an Audi convertible. I remember like seeing her kind of like go through like the college like decision process. She went to SCAD ultimately. I don't know if she graduated from there, but I know that she ended up going to SCAD, which I was so surprised about, because she never like really talked about art. I think she was also homeschooled, honestly. That's probably part of the reason why I was so intrigued by her. Her name was Luca. She was blonde. She was beautiful. I was like, I want to be you. And I remember at some point she posted this, I think she posted honestly a couple of these YouTube videos, and I ended up watching them just out of curiosity, about manifestation and law of attraction, which I've not really seen the term law of attraction used much, but manifestation obviously has blown up in different regards on like TikTok, for example. Anyway, so I remember watching her video and she was like explaining like how she manifests things and like all that. And I kind of tried to like follow suit. Like, I tried to like listen to what she was saying and like try to mimic it. But I think I still didn't completely get it, and I didn't really see like the merit of it. So I tried it, and then I kind of just like walked away from that. I was like, I thought it was cool. I thought it was a cool concept and I wanted to get behind it, but I couldn't really understand it. And honestly, I should look back now on like law of attraction and see if I get it now. I just like 16, 17 year old me like did not get it. A little too young to understand. And then also, like, what was it, in 2020, manifestation was huge on TikTok. There were so many TikToks on like, this is how you can manifest the life you want. Like, this is blah, blah. It was like manifestation central. And I remember, you know, obviously seeing those TikToks because I was on TikTok. And what was it? I think that's when I really attempted to like get behind manifestation, because I thought the idea of saying you want something and then kind of like putting it out there and having it reciprocated, like having that thing happen, was really cool. And obviously I wanted that, because obviously like I had dreams and I was like, oh my god, I want to live my dream life. Like, how do we make this happen? And so I would like watch these manifestation TikToks and try and follow what they were saying you have to do. But I feel like, I don't know if anyone else did this, but I most definitely, like, you know how they were like, write that you want this, or like write this particular sentence and put in the thing you want in it like 100 times or something like that. I was doing that. I did fall victim to that. And I'm not saying that it doesn't work, but I did like very much go into that. There's some notebook somewhere in my room that has like my little like manifestation like moment. I remember specifically there was this one film class that I wanted to take, which ironically I did end up taking. So maybe this is how manifestation works, but I only took it my senior year. I really wanted this film class and I was just starting out at UCLA and I knew it was gonna be so hard for me to get a spot into that film class because like it fills up before they even get to freshmen or sophomores. And so I was like, please, 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 like I'm trying to like get this. So I was like literally writing it out in my notebook like 100 times, and obviously I didn't get it at the time. I remember when that happened and maybe a couple of other things. The thing is, I don't really have a lot of patience, and because I just didn't really understand manifestation too well, like I was just doing it because it was a trend and not because I was like genuinely like, oh, I think this could do something and like I'm gonna trust it. I expected that, you know, if I say I want something, like it's going to come in the short term. Like I was not willing to wait long term for things to manifest themselves. I was having short term vision. And I can't lie, I'm still like, to this day, I kind of, when I think of my dreams, I'm like, ideally I'd be living that life in a couple of months, you know, but that's, I don't think that's how things work. Yes, you can have a dream. Yes, that dream can come true. In fact, I really do stand by the fact that like a lot of your dreams can come true if you put the work in for it. But with that being said, that doesn't mean it's coming like right away, you know, like it might take years for it to develop. And honestly, by that time, like that dream is probably not long gone in a sense, but it's like evolved and it's something bigger at that point. And so you're like, oh, well, now I have a totally new dream. Maybe this is just me, but I feel like in the past, it's like I've always had dreams. I've always had goals and dreams and things I want to accomplish. But I think my dreams are constantly evolving based off of like my standards for life keep evolving. And so do my dreams. And so it's like when I finally like hit one dream that I had, I'm already like so far away from that dream because I have now completely evolved into a totally new dream that's like even bigger and grander and stuff like that. And I feel like that's why it's difficult for me to be like completely satisfied in life, which I think is a good thing because that makes you continue working. Like that gives you the motivation to keep working towards what you want. But sometimes it's like I have to pause and be like, no, but wait, actually, sure, you haven't reached your current dreams because that would be kind of impossible, you know, because you just started working on that. But like, let's take a step back and think about like, what were our dreams a couple of years ago? And I feel like so many times I'm like, I mean, yeah, this is what I wanted for myself. Like, I think between high school me and college me, I can't tell you exactly what, I mean, one of my big dreams in high school was to get into a good school. I got into a good school. I went to a good school. I graduated from a good school. That was a dream that got fulfilled. I think another one was just to be like happy in life, to like find happiness. And I would say, I mean, I think I did find happiness. Like I was so much better off when I was in college now than I was in high school. And I feel like I found like happy moments and stuff like that. So like that dream got fulfilled too. So honestly, I mean, not all dreams get fulfilled because like there's also stuff like I thought it would be really cool to like get super good at ballet and like be a professional ballerina. But because of my training, the way that I trained, I was never going to get there. And eventually like I had an injury and took me out of dance for good. So like that dream didn't get fulfilled. But like I look back on it and I'm not upset that that dream didn't get fulfilled. Like I recognize that there was a reason why that dream didn't get fulfilled. And so, yeah. Anyways, with that being said, I feel like over the past couple of years, I've maybe more manifested in passing, which I feel like is the way you have to do it. Like, I think if you're very actively trying to manifest it and like do all the like spiritual things that you see like on TikTok, like the candles and the, I don't know. I feel like if you try too hard with manifesting, then you're expecting too much. It's not that it's not going to come true. Even it's just like you're expecting too much. And then there's this like means of disappointment. Like you're allowing yourself to get disappointed by the fact that like it didn't come true, especially short term because you wanted it so badly. I think manifesting it and passing, just saying it out loud, like I think there's a merit to just saying it out loud, you know, even like if you're just telling it to a friend or something like that, like I feel like that does something. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you guys think or if you've really thought about this. Honestly, I haven't even thought too much about it until recently. I think it was like yesterday night, I was laying in bed and I was like, ooh, let me do like a episode on manifestation. And not because I was like, I'm gonna talk about the concept of manifestation, because I don't really have too many thoughts on that right now. Like I would probably need to spend more time just like sitting here thinking about it. But it was like, I thought, why not say things out loud? Why not just like put it out there? And then like in a year from now, I don't know, like someone can come back and listen to this episode. I can come back and listen to this episode and be like, did something happen? Like, are my dreams coming true? Or like, you know, like what is it? Because I feel like I'm already seeing, like I think about me a year ago. One thing I'm thinking specifically right now is the fact that it was around a year ago that I started very like actively just saying out loud that I was going to be a content creator after college. Like I was telling everyone so shamelessly honestly, too, it was kind of amazing because later on, I started to become a little more like closed off about it. Like I would say it, but I'd be like, I think people are going to think I'm weird for saying that because I still didn't really have leads. But like now I'm kind of like, I'm so happy that she was saying that out loud because what is my life right now? Like my life is moving in that direction. Like I'm watching that dream actually actively come true. I'm hitting milestones that allow me to like deem that that dream is coming true. And me a year ago, who was just saying it for fun, like it felt like pure delusion, really. And honestly, I feel like everything I'm going to say today is going to feel like pure delusion too, because I'm like, there's no way that could happen. But I'm like, no, like say it, just say it. There's no harm in saying it, right? There isn't. So I'll say it. Yeah, I feel like that was like, honestly, like a really big one. Another one was like, oh, the modeling thing. Like I kept being like, I'm going to apply to modeling agencies. Like I think I could be a model, like blah, blah. And then I did get a modeling. I feel like I overuse this example all the time, but like that was truly one of those like moments of shock of like, oh no, like this actually works, because that was honestly the first dream that I like had actively worked on. Like I set my intentions for it and I actively worked on it and had like a result that was in my favor. This content creation one, I mean, back then I still wasn't there yet. Like now I can come back and be like, oh yeah, no, like it's actually working out for you. But it was the modeling one that actually showed up first that was like, oh no way, I may not actually be purely delusional. Like I had some merit for saying that, because guess what just happened. So I think that was like such a wake up call for me, where it was like, oh, wait, it's a lot more simple than I thought it was going to be. Like I thought I was going to have to like, I don't know, I just thought it wouldn't happen. But maybe it is just you have a dream, you set your intentions for it, you put in the work. Okay, emphasis on put in the work, because that's the most important step. And that's the one that most people don't do. I feel like so many people have dreams, but they like get to the put in the work part and they're like, no, like they doubt themselves, or they think that, oh, it could never happen. Like, why even try? You know, like there's so many excuses to be had. But for the people who actually put in the work, you can be quite amazed by where that takes you. Anyways, okay, I guess with that being said, let's manifest, shall we? I don't even know where to start. It's funny because these are like reoccurring like dreams and thoughts and goals that I have in my head every day. Now I'm like blank. I'm like, wait, what is it? I also feel like since I've hit 10K, I'm like living a little bit on a life high, where I'm like, I have actually accomplished something that I wanted to accomplish. And so I'm like, if I don't accomplish anything else, like at least I accomplished this, right? Okay. Well, I guess we can just like section it off. So first off, the modeling one, I actually need to start putting in the work on that, because I haven't done that yet. Talking about emphasizing putting the work in, I think the biggest thing for me is just getting signed with an agency. That would be like definitely a made it moment. And then actually like actively booking jobs. I want to be making a stream of income off of modeling. Even if it's not my main stream of income, like it is a stream of income. I think ultimately I want to be the type of person who has multiple streams of income coming from their different passions, if that makes sense. So this is just one of them. And yeah, I hope that that's kind of like in the nearer future, in a sense, like not necessarily like taking a couple of years, but like more like a couple of months. But like I said, I don't recommend having short-term expectations, because then you set yourself up for disappointment. So yeah, booking jobs. Oh, I also would love to travel for modeling. I think that's a big thing. I mean, I would love to travel in general, like travel for work in general, but being able to book modeling jobs and like travel for it, I think would be so surreal. And I believe that one day I'll be able to do that. All right, let's talk art. Well, first off, I want to have like a full collection. Like I want to have, I don't know how many paintings I want in the collection, that I haven't really figured out, but we're going to have at least, I mean, right now, I guess I have 3 paintings under my belt, but I would say like 10 or so. I want it to really be a collection. And right now I'm creating art based off of my ex travels. So ultimately I'd like to keep that up, where I get to like travel and make art based off of my travels. So the more places I uncover, the more art I make. And they're like reminiscent of different places that I've been to or different experiences that I had. I think for that, it would be like, I'd have like painting periods and then I'd have travel periods. So like a couple of months of traveling, a couple months of painting, a couple months of traveling, like something of that sort. I mean, maybe at some point I want more stability, but I think to start off with, I think it would be cool to have sort of that like crossover of traveling and working. And obviously I want to do things that allow me to work while traveling. I think ultimately also if I travel, I want to stay in places for longer. I liked the solo trip that I did recently. It was fun, but I think in the future, I would just love to like kind of live in different places for a couple of months, kind of in the way that I did it with like when I was living in Hawaii. or New York. Honestly, New York, I think, is even a better example because I was there for 2 months and I was living and working there. But then on top of that, I got to like see New York and go around and do things and stuff like that. And I feel like that is kind of my favorite style of quote unquote traveling, travel living. And so that's ultimately what I'd like to do, like a couple of months in a place. And even honestly, actually, it doesn't even have to be that I have to like do this crossover. It's more like I could be in one place and I could paint from there. And then in terms of what actually happens to my paintings, first off, want to sell them. I would love to like make an income off of my paintings. Second off, would love to exhibit them. Ultimately, I'd love to like have a gallery opening for a collection that I've made. That would be really cool. That would be insane. And this one feels like it's reaching high, but I also don't think it's completely impossible. Ultimately, having at least one of my paintings in a museum can be anywhere in the world. I specifically came up with this one when I was in Cairns, Australia. They have this teeny tiny little art museum, and I was walking around and something about the art that they had just felt more like realistic in a sense. I was like, oh, this feels like it's not like a far-fledged dream. Like I could actually like achieve this because I'm seeing these artists. I'm not saying that their art was bad, because when I said this out loud, my dad was like, you thought that you could make that kind of art? And I was like, no, it's not that. I couldn't make that kind of art. That's their art style, not mine. But I just felt like I could see my art being there as well, like hanging on the walls with their art. Ooh, another one, Art Basel. I think that would be really cool, just because Art Basel like kind of runs deep since I am actually from Miami, and I feel like that would be a huge accomplishment. Okay, next up, writing. Well, first off, I would like to finish the memoir that I'm working on right now, and then also work on at least another one. I do have an idea for another memoir-ish just book that I would like to write eventually, but I think I'm still kind of like working on developing that idea. And also I need to finish my college memoir first, but obviously would like to get it published, hopefully by a well-known publishing house. And yeah, it would also be cool if one of them turned into like a bestseller of some sort. Not picky about what kind of bestseller it becomes, whether it's like New York Times or some other one, but I think that would be really cool if it got more visibility and had an impact in a way. I think writing is something that I'll always like keep with me. And so ultimately the goal is to publish not one or two books, but many as I go through life. Okay, and the last one is content creation. I feel like this one, I just have so many goals. Ultimately, the first goal is to have content creation become my full-time career, in the sense that my main source of income is through content creation, and I can live very comfortably off of that. And that's kind of my main thing. Obviously, I think with everything else I'm doing, like I have all of these other dreams, it's like that's part of the journey of what I'm sharing on my pages. Obviously, I expect that my TikTok account will continue to grow and flourish with time. And eventually I'd like to make it into like the high numbers, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions. I don't really care too much about numbers. It's just as long as I'm able to like make it a career and be able to say like, oh, this is what I do as work, I'm happy. I don't care about the numbers as much. It's more just like, honestly, all I wanted to do was hit 10K and I did that. So now that I've hit 10K, it's just a matter of like being able to monetize it and turn it into a career and say, this is what I do for work. I'd also like to get back onto YouTube and develop a platform on there, just because YouTube was like my initial content creator dream. And now that I've hit 10K, I'm like, okay, I still feel like there is this content creation dream that never really got fulfilled. And it's the YouTube one that I had for, you know, over a decade. So I'd like to refocus some of my energy on that and just share more on there, like ultimately also develop a bigger platform on there. Content creation, it's just like monetize it however like makes sense on whatever different platform. As long as TikTok is around, I don't think I'm going to be a one party platform person, because, and then I guess I also have my podcast. Oh yeah, I mean, big dream is also to be able to monetize the podcast and have a stream of income off of here, because I feel like that's honestly probably the hardest one. It's like there's no creator fund for podcasting per se, so to be able to monetize it is huge. But I go back and forth on that, just because I do recognize that monetizing my podcast means adding advertisements. And it seems like most people happily listen to podcasts, even if they have advertisements, because a lot of the bigger creators have their podcasts where they have advertisements. But I think honestly, if I was like very comfortable with just like the other platforms that I am using, like if I didn't really need the money, I probably wouldn't necessarily look to monetize this, unless there's like a different form of monetizing it. But I think in terms of like actually, if I don't have to add advertisements, I would prefer not to. But also I think it would be cool to at least like monetize, like let's monetize one episode. I just want to be able to say that I got to monetize my podcast in some way, shape or form. And obviously for my podcast, like I would love to get more and more listens. I would love for my like episode count to increase. Right now, I mean, I'm lucky if it's in the hundreds. I would love if like, I don't know, my podcast is getting like tens of thousands, or like each episode is getting like tens of thousands of listens. That would be insane, but that is the goal. I mean, it's a slow process there, but I'm sure I'll make it there eventually. But yeah, I want my main platforms to be TikTok, YouTube, and podcast. Ultimately, a big goal of mine too is to create something out of this, as in something entrepreneurial, whether that is a service or a business or a product. I've always long-term had this goal that I would get into like an entrepreneurial venture. I mean, you can consider this an entrepreneurial venture in some sort of form. I consider it. I think if you're starting something, I think of it as entrepreneurial because you have to put in the time and energy and not everyone can do that. So I think like even starting a podcast, like that was somewhat entrepreneurial. And I think it demonstrates entrepreneurial spirit, but ultimately I would love to like create my own product or service or something like that and grow that. I don't ever see myself fully relying on content creation as a career. I know there's a lot of controversy on like what happens long-term to creators. And for me, it would be I'm developing something off of it. I'm using my platform to develop further and to start something that I can continue working on long term. I would love for that, honestly, to be sooner rather than later. But I really am like focusing on developing my platforms first before I even consider like what I would do. I have so many ideas in a way. And also, I'm not really sure if I've landed on the idea yet. You know, I have some good ideas, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, would that be it? I feel like long term, I need to spend more time thinking about what would make sense for me, not just in this era of my life, but as I continue on with life. But for now, my main focuses are writing, content creation, art, and modeling. Like I said, I would like to have more liberty to travel. I'd like to have the financial resources and also time and energy and stuff like that to be able to do all of that. And yeah, I think ultimately, I think my biggest dream is to be able to hop around. Oh, I will live in New York City one day. It's going to happen. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. And I guess since I'm still at home, like obviously a big thing is being able to move away from home and have my own place, regardless of where that is. I think the coolest thing would be to have like a home base, like my own apartment somewhere, whether that's New York City, whether that's here in Miami, whether that's abroad, and then be able to travel from there and kind of be in a different place every so often. Honestly, I feel pretty confident in like being able to make content creation a full-time thing with time. I think it might take a really long time to develop, but I feel like I'm very much on the road of being able to do something with it. What exactly that is, I'm not sure, but I think we're moving in the right direction. So as I confidently said last year, I'm gonna be a content creator after college. I'm telling you, I'm gonna be a content creator in my post-grad life. For sure, as I continue post-grad too, not just like in the short term, but long term. And I truly believe that I'll ultimately be able to experience the things that I view creators that have sort of are in my dream position or dream life in terms of content creation get to experience, whether that's brand events, brand trips, PR, stuff like that. I mean, it's not the most important to me, but I think to be able to experience that and to be under that sort of umbrella is huge. Like, honestly, I think ultimately it's just when I take my dreams and I look at it, there's this true belief that it's going to come true in some way or another. Like, I truly believe that with more work and more dedication and more time, something is bound to come out of it. And I feel so certain of this. I think I probably wouldn't be doing this if I didn't feel so certain about it, but I do. I feel so certain about it. I'm like, it's gonna happen at some point. Like, all of this is gonna happen. Some of it might just take longer than I think it's going to take, but all of this will happen eventually. I will publish a book. I will sell my paintings. I will have my paintings exhibited. I will sign to an agency and I will make a career off of content creation. I will be able to continue sharing my life because that is what my livelihood is. It's all just developing now. And that's why I'm like, this is what this period is for. It's to develop that, to get to where I want to be, to at least start the fire and let the flame start growing so that who knows, in a year from now or 2 years from now, 3 years from now, I'm living my current dream life. And I just see it happening. I just know something good has to come out of all of this. this, and it will. And I hope this like optimism, this belief, maybe call it delusion, whatever you want to call it, I don't care, is rubbing off on you right now. And I want you to think about your own dreams and your own hopes and your own goals. And I want you to honestly not only say it out loud, but confidently say it out loud, and not just to yourself. Not, I mean, you can go stand in a mirror right now and say it, but also like when someone asks you like, what do you want to be or who do you want to be, say it loud and proud. Don't shy away from it. Don't try and go for convention. Don't go for what you think they want you to say. And sure, they may not have a positive reaction. Can I say one thing? So when I don't know if I ever mentioned this on here, maybe I did, but around my graduation, when my parents were in town and so were all of my friends' parents, I obviously was asked the question of, oh, what are you doing post-grad, by some other parents, mainly Asian parents. And you know, I have an Asian parent myself. And I have so confidently told everyone that I've ever met, oh, I'm pursuing my passion projects post-grad. That's what I'm doing. And so I didn't even blink when they asked. I was like, oh, I'm pursuing my passion project. And I think when I told my dad that, he was like, oh, well, maybe you shouldn't be telling them that. I don't think they would understand, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, but who cares? Because that's what I am doing. And I'm going to make something out of this. I am absolutely determined to make something out of this. And I don't care if someone thinks that's weird. I don't care about their opinion, because I feel it within me. And that's all that matters. And obviously, I'm very fortunate to have my parents' support as well. I think if I didn't have that, it would definitely make it a lot more difficult. But it's like, I genuinely do not care what some other person who has their own bias and thoughts and stuff like that has to say about that. And also, maybe I've gotten extremely lucky, but everyone that I've ever told has never really properly batted an eye. I've never had anyone be like, ooh, that doesn't sound like a good idea. You shouldn't be doing that. Maybe like I've gotten no response, or just like, oh, okay, sure, I've gotten that. But I feel like usually people are like, oh, that's really cool. Especially my peers. I feel like all of my peers have been so insanely supportive, in the sense that when I tell them, no one's ever like, oh, but shouldn't you be doing something like more aligned to your major, or more like corporate job, grad school? Like, why would you pursue your passion projects? No, like everyone has genuinely thought it's so cool. And I feel like sometimes people are even to the extent they're like, I kind of wish I had a dream like that, or a passion like that, that I could pursue, but I just don't have that. So I'm doing something more conventional. And that's totally fine for them. Like, that works with them. But I think there's something courageous and bold about being able to go after what you want. And I might sound egotistical for saying that, but I truly mean it. I do think I'm extremely bold for what I'm doing. And I think it's high risk, but I also believe it's high reward. And I believe that putting in the work for this high risk path will ultimately lead me to high reward. I truly believe that I will get to live the life that I want to live. It just might take a lot of time. And so with time, I'm just slowly developing myself, working in that direction. And I believe that it's not impossible to manifest my dream life, because I'm putting in the work for it. Anyways, back to you. First off, go say it to a mirror. Second off, happily say it to whoever asks. Don't shy away from it. Be honest about what you want to do. Be honest about what you want in life. People are going to try and like put you down from time to time. And that's how I feel about that. It's the same way that I feel about like my standards for love. I'm like, yeah, I have really high standards and sometimes I doubt them, but I also truly believe that there is someone out there who can meet them. And if not, I'm happily meeting them on my own. Like, it does not matter. I don't care if people are like, your standards are too high, because it's like, I mean, yeah, they're high, but they're not too high. They've been met before, they will be met again. Okay. And also, personally, my standards are being met right now, because I am meeting my own standards for life. So the point is, be shameless about it. Like, genuinely be shameless about it. If you have to practice it in a mirror 100 times before you can openly say it to someone else, that's fine. But I truly believe that you should live off of the concept of delusion and just be the most delusional person in the room. People might think you're crazy. At least you're open and honest about what you want. And I think so many people are too afraid to do that. There really isn't anything wrong. And like I said, no one has ever looked me dead in the eye and being like, eh, that's kind of weird. Like, no person that I've actually actively said it to, it's only people on the internet. And I mean, you're a random person behind a screen, so like, I don't know what you want me to do with your judgment. But the other thing I want you to do, because it's not, like I said, it's not just saying you want something, it's actually putting in the work for it, is write it down somewhere, and then write down a game plan as to how you can get there. It doesn't have to be like an elaborate game plan, but just like writing down like, okay, so if I want this, I'm gonna do this, 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 emphasis, and you're going to do it based off your own path. You're not going to do it based off of what everyone else is doing. You're going to think, how, for me, based off of my situation, what would make sense? Because sometimes you have to take more steps to get there than another person, or less steps, or whatever it is, or your steps look different. But the point is, there are probably some steps that you can think of, like, okay, well, like the modeling one, for example. When I was like, you know what, I want to be a model, I'm going to go after this dream, I was like, so what am I doing? I'm taking my digitals, I'm creating a list of agencies to apply to, I'm submitting those pictures to agencies, and then we see what happens. And that's what I did. With the content creation one, it was like, I just start posting and I don't stop posting. I mean, I need to be a little better about that on YouTube, but like for TikTok, it was just like, I start posting, don't stop. This podcast, like, just start posting, don't stop. I do realize that some dreams may be harder to achieve. That's why I say that not every dream is going to be fulfilled. But if you can think of a clear path to your dream, then you need to start working on it. You need to start going down that path. Just a little bit each day. It doesn't have to be making giant steps on the daily basis. I mean, just a little bit, just teeny little steps each day. And sometimes it's going to feel like you're making absolutely no progress. In the journey that I've been in over the past month and a half, there have been so many moments where I was like, I feel like I'm not getting anything done. I feel like I'm not actually progressing in that direction. But then I look back and I'm like, but I've accomplished already so much. I finished this painting. I've started the background for this next painting. I've written this many pages. I've taken my digitals. I have hit 10K. I've posted consistently every day. I'm not doing nothing. So I'm doing something. There you go. Like, something is going to happen to come out of it eventually. So write yourself a little game plan, okay? And then actually follow through. Like, don't just write it and be like, I'll get to it tomorrow or the day after, and then you never do. Like, no. Commit yourself to it. Give yourself an hour, figure it out, start working towards it. Whatever it is. I don't care what it is, but work on it. And the thing is, with time, also being on that journey will reveal the truth of where you need to be and what you need to be doing. Because sometimes you start on the journey and you're like, I'm not really sure if this is the right direction, but then something happens. You're like, okay, yeah, this is the right direction. Or no, I think I need to change my strategy. Let's fix it up a little. You're going to change the way you do things with time. It's going to evolve, or you're going to have a better understanding on what path you're supposed to take. But the point is, you have to start. Okay, you have to start going down that journey to be able to evolve. Anyways, I hope I gave you guys some good ideas, and I hope that you're manifesting something for yourself. I want you to sit down after this episode finishes, it'll finish in like a minute, but I want you to sit down. I want you to write it down. I want you to say it out loud, whatever, but do something. Thank you very much. Well, talking about manifesting things, I don't know if my mom manifested this, but she just sent a picture of an award she received. Wait, that's so cool. Oh my God, I'm so proud of her. Well, she slayed and ate that up. We need to frame that. So accomplishments are everywhere, as we can see. And I know my mom probably could come on here and be like, sometimes I think it's never going to work out. But look, she just got a really cool award. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope it inspired you. And please go do what I told you to do right now. Thank you very much. Okay, bye. Love you all.